This is the Prather Point.
To win, we must join Team America. To begin, neighbor up, team up, train up, meet up, and link up. Listen and subscribe to my free newsletter at jeffreyprather.com, jeffreyprather.com. Right now, I'm in YouTube timeout for being a bad sheep, but I am also on CloudTub and Rumble and Brightium and BritChute. To team up and join Team America, email me at jp@jeffreyprather.com, or better yet, go to jeffreyprather.com and just sign up on the Team Up America form there. For a more detailed dive to see my articles, proofs, evidence, and intelligence, go to patreon.com/jeffreyprather. To study up in person, call 520-241-7690. My HMAC DVD is now online, along with my Natural Native Horsemanship online video, no longer in DVD format, sorry, at jeffreyprather.com. My books, Initiation and Chase, are on Amazon, but if you don't want to use Amazon, you can write me or email me at 8987 East Tankaverde Road, 309-245, Tucson, Arizona, 85749. We have different skill sets in our various circles. Our dojo circle is not our HMAC circle, which is not our chaplaincy circle, but our circles intersect. We have doctors and dentists, soldiers and scientists, families and farmers, cops and CEOs. Some are poor, some are millionaires. Our circles span the societal spectrum. Praying and training together day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, for decades, builds intimate circles of extended family. Our treasure is trust. Our riches are reliability. Our product is resiliency. What we offer can't be bought. It must be earned. What is earned can never be taken. What is earned must be worked for. To train up in unarmed self-defense in person, go to bujinkanusa.com. That website is also found on jeffreyprather.com. To pray up with us, go to christchaplaincy.com, up there as well. To train up in handgun and other firearms, go to warriorschool.com. I'm cutting back on classes, courses, intensives, and seminars, but there are always openings for the committed. Many come, few stay. Most talk, few do. Perseverance wins over talent. The most committed wins. The most committed have a transcendent value system, always. The most committed value system is God, family, band, clan, tribe, and nation. Get your head in the fight. Lean in and team up. Freedom is taken. I'm a retired soldier, intelligence collector, an ex-DEA special agent, targeted by the deep state, turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer, repurposed as chaplain, teacher, leader, and truth teller. New mission, restore our fallen republic. Objective, defeat the deep state. Means, expose fake news. Tools, truth, discernment, and free will. Attention, deep state Dems, Antifa, BLM, rhinos, and assorted traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic. Your masks won't silence us. Your shutdowns won't stop us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're certainly not as fierce as the Imperial Japanese. You're not as brutal as ISIS. And we beat them all. You're next. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. And I'm starting with that Team America intro because I am so proud and happy that Team America is formed up, linking up, meeting up, and deploying all over America. And Team Canada, Patriots in Canada, are joining us as well. So Congratulations, Patriots. I am so proud of what you are doing. And a lot of it is difficult, and there are mistakes, and there are missteps, and there are arguments, and there are problems, and that is always the case in crisis. In crisis, there is always friction, and there are quitters, but more join our ranks every day. And in some states, they are already forming sub-teams and team leaders and assistant team leaders, and they are already deploying in duties. There's Team Arizona at the Arizona audit. And of course, the Georgia audit Patriots are already teamed up with the Arizona audit. And now the Pennsylvania audit Patriots are teaming up with the Arizona and Georgia audits. So Team America is a success. It is off the ground. It is a real fusion center, not the fake government fusion centers that the FBI doesn't participate in and doesn't have clearances and they don't share information. These are real Patriot fusion centers. And I am very proud of all of you. Keep up the great work and figure out your missions and what you are doing. And of course, vet, verify, and evaluate each other. And then when in doubt, you can look to me for an extra help if I can help. And I am doing that as needed, but you have got to do it. Nobody can do it for you. You get the country you deserve. You get the government you tolerate. And for all of you still emailing me saying, is there a Team America in this state? Yes, there is. But you have to do your homework. I'm not going to repeat myself endlessly. We're moving on. I'm going someplace. You can come or you cannot come. But there is Team America in all states. Some of them, like in Deep State DC, I think it's got one member. And so DC Team America, Lone Patriot, and there are others, they're just too afraid or busy or not paying attention. Link up with Team Virginia there, and small in Vermont as well. But other states back there, like Pennsylvania, big, surprisingly large, and moving out and doing work. So proud of all of you. Thank you for being a patriot and standing up for your country, because this is what America is truly about. And also, Medical Team America is now forming. So over the Memorial Day weekend, which I hope you had a sacred and solemn Memorial Day, not like Hack Harris, enjoy the long weekend, or Puppet Biden talking about our democracy. We are not a democracy. We were never a democracy. The founders hated democracy. That's just the name of your corrupt soft coup party. The founders hated tyranny by the majority. They wanted a republic. We had a republic. It is fallen, but we are going to restore the republic, like in Star Wars for you youngsters. But stop calling us a democracy. We were never meant to be a democracy. We certainly aren't a democracy, and we don't want to be a democracy. They're lying to you. But I digress. Medical Team America is forming right now. So over the Memorial Day weekend, when I went to the cemetery to render honors to the fallen, and that was my honor to do so. I also spoke and met with some doctors. There was a doctor who drove from Nevada to meet with me a second time. Then I've got other doctors who are longtime students and members of my inner circle and extended family, and nurses, and I'm connecting more. So if you are a medical professional or expert, I'm just talking, trying to get a hold of a naturopath who is very experienced as well to counter the COVID pandemic conspiracy and figure out answers and protocols for the not vax shedding and dangers of that therein. Go ahead and contact me at jp@jeffreyprather.com, because that medical team is forming and they've already done an initial estimate, and we will get that out more. And the idea there is concierge medicine and medical teams to Team America, since the healthcare system is so corrupted by COVID corruption and plandemic and scamdemic items. So that is happening as well. Feed Team America is also continuing to develop, and there are crucial developments in that. And if you are on Patreon, you have seen there is a beef provider down in Sonoyta, and that's going to become crucial as well, because, of course, they are now hacking the meat plant and services. And remember, Biden and the left just talked about reducing meat and intake. And so it's not a coincidence that there is another cyber hack. And I will be talking more about that later on. But what's really important, there's a lot of things, of course, to talk about. And I hope you had a solemn and sacred Memorial Day. And I hope you watched Taking Chance. We did. And there's also the true story of Taking Chance, just not the movie. As well, or my recommendations, The Best Years of Our Lives, the only film where one actor, who is actually a veteran, won two Oscars back in the day when the Oscars actually meant something. And coming up in June here, as we're starting June, June's a crucial month, June 4th, Midway, June 6th, Normandy a couple years later, and I'll get to that later. But the first and most important thing I want to talk about is that the Biden betrayal budget has eliminated the Hyde Amendment from the 2022 budget request. Of course, we haven't actually had a budget in two decades. Congress and the Senate don't do their jobs. They just spend money. If we did that, we would be bankrupt, or in the old days, debtor's prison, but they just keep spending our money. And now, as they spend our money for useless items, building another aircraft carrier, another billion-dollar F-38BZ jet that we won't use in fifth-generational covert information influence operations warfare because of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us against, now they are eliminating the Hyde Amendment, which for decades has barred federal funding for most elective abortions in Medicaid. So it isn't permanent law, and it's attached as a rider to budget bills specifying that the healthcare funding therein cannot be used for elective abortions except in cases of rape, incest, when the life of the mother is at stake. And of course, I am a product of rape. I have nothing to do with the evil intentions of my biological male parent. I am very grateful and got to know my biological mother. My wonderful wife found her, but I was adopted by a wonderful spiritual adoptive family who raised me, and I think I turned out pretty well. But there is no logic behind blaming a child, a baby, not a fetus, because life begins at conception. And that's why I just also told you to watch Gosnell. And if you haven't, go watch Gosnell. And don't call it abortion. Call it murdering babies, murdering the unborn. That's what it is. And it's not a fetus. It is a baby. And it is a he or she. And it's not a we or them, or certainly an it. But Biden has pledged to repeal this amendment, and the Catholic Church and bishops, one of the few good things left with the Catholics, because they are pro-life, because the Creator gives us life, and only the Creator should take life, and they're also against capital punishment, by the way, is very much against this, and all Christians and all Jews and all natives should be against this. And if you are not standing up against this, then are you really standing by your beliefs? I doubt it. But this is crucial because for more than four decades, the Hyde family of pro-life policies has kept America taxpayers out of the abortion business. And of course, the abortion business is more business of death. The deep state runs the dark economy, which is human beings, weapons, and drugs, including COVID and PPE, which is personal protective equipment for drugs. I just saw a commercial when I was trying to gag through watching Fox and CNN for intelligence purposes, not certainly for entertainment or news purposes. Used to be laughable. Now it's just absurd and despicable. But they were advertising yet another legal drug for people on another drug for, wait for it, mental instability. So having MK Ultra'd everyone now that they've got them on one drug, they want them on more drugs, which is just what the drug sellers of chemical slavery do. And remember, the FDA ordered fresh unfrozen baby parts a while back, and Planned Parenthood, which is not about that, it's about killing babies, were selling baby parts. And in Gosnell, you'll see the feet of the babies, but it's watchable. My wife wouldn't watch it, but it's a very well done movie. And I really want to bring attention to that because I want to bring the media to bear on that. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be in Tampa at the Health and Freedom Conference because of the shedding, because of my concern for my children, because I want to talk to some media folks that I didn't necessarily get a chance to talk to in Tulsa. And also reference attorneys. I'm going to call Lynn Wood up again. I haven't gotten back to him on this because now Biden is going to use our tax dollars, which are already being misspent and misused, for the murder of unborn babies. And in Gosnell, they would even have them born and snip their cervical spine as well. So this is inexcusable and unacceptable. And when New York was trying to pass this and they were applauding, one brave lady stood up and said, "God have mercy on New York for what we are doing." And we will have to ask God for mercy because there are many Holocausts, but the Holocaust of the unborn is the worst. And of course, Margaret Sanger started abortion, the murder of babies, to control the black population. And that's what Gosnell is about, a black doctor murdering black babies. And he also had separate, nicer rooms for white mothers when he was killing their babies. And eventually, he did finally go to prison. But this is what happens, is they always turn your inner circle against you. Judas with Jesus, fellow Lakota with Tashunki Witko, Crazy Horse, and Totanka Yotanka, Sitting Bull. With my Apache teacher, he was beaten up by other Apaches, Philip Casador. My inner circle, Dave Peters, Mark, and Mitch Hayes, and others, Phil Aguirre, Mike Pierce, they always turn in the inner circle and their own against you. And in Tucson, it was the Camp Grant massacre where Sam Hughes and some whites turned the Tana Adam Indians to go club and murder Apache women and children at Camp Grant. And that also brings us to the anniversary of the Tulsa massacre. And because I was in Tulsa and because my birth mom was from Oklahoma, Comanche, Oklahoma, where the Kiowa, Comanche, and Chiricahua Apache were relocated, I do want to bring up that this is the anniversary of the Tulsa massacre of the Black Wall Street. We have to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. And that is how redemption comes about. And there is certainly continued trauma down through generations for all of that. And that is important, especially since Christians there encourage that as well. And everybody has had a massacre, every people, not just the Holocaust of the Jews, but the Holocaust of the natives. But the greatest and worst Holocaust of all is the Holocaust of the unborn, though the most defenseless, who we should protect the most, The Declaration starts off with the right to life. And who more has a right to life than the babies, than the unborn? That goes with the Native doctrine. Warrior first pillar is nothing must ever be done to harm the children. So this, I want to spur a tax legal revolt. Of course, nothing illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent as always. But remember, we threw off a corrupt, toxic government in Britain, and we now need to reject legally, not with violence, doing nothing illegal, immoral, or unethical, but reject this immoral, evil rejection of the Hyde Amendment through our taxes. And I want to form a Team America legal component to challenge this. And I've just been swamped, haven't gotten to that yet, but we'll get to that. So if you are a right to life legal expert or attorney, then feel free to contact me at jp@jeffreyprather.com, because I want to see all Team America states pursue this and leave most Americans no longer believe in abortion. And usually it's at the 26th week level, because preemies are viable at that level. But if you watch Gosnell, or you actually see some of the real documentaries, they'll talk about the babies moving and grabbing hands and reacting and crying out and making noises. And just like at Tulsa, where Black children and babies were killed, and just like at Sand Creek, where Indian babies were killed, and just like with pioneers, where European colonists were killed, everyone has done that. But we need to fight against that and stand against that. So that is the most important intelligence report today, that Biden has betrayed us yet again, and we cannot stand for this, and we must stand against this. And I want to form a Team America legal team to counter this, and I'll be reaching back out to Lynn Wood and maybe Sidney Powell as well, and others in that area, and Catholic legal defense teams, because the Catholics have always been involved in that as well. Let me take a drink from my new Freedom is Taken mug from the Jeffrey Prather shop. And Team America Medical, or Medical Team America, is working hard again. And I guess they'll tie into what I hope will be Legal Team America, because the science clearly shows that life begins at conception. And it is simply a unborn human being, not a fetus, which is ridiculous and absurd, more of the phony science of the left. But right now, Medical Team America is starting to work on the aspects of providing instructions and alternative medicines. There's really plenty of them for COVID, because it's like the flu, but for the shedding, which of course is why I'm in YouTube timeout for being a bad sheep, talking about that even more, but looking for alternatives to that, the pine needle tea, the star anise, all of that. And so they are probably working on that, but they were really enthusiastic. When I called them up at the last minute, they just jumped on. They jumped in. They've already sent out the beginnings of outlines of papers. So Team America is working. Team America is at the audience. Team America is meeting, and Medical Team America is working already, and looking forward to Legal Team America forming up to stop this evil sin of the murder of the unborn. Meanwhile, the Arizona audit is doing very well. Senator Wendy Rogers was on the floor looking and saw that there are 17 to 32 paper inspection tables using microscopic cameras. And that is to see what type of paper, if the paper has changed. So that's one great aspect of that. And theoretically, all mail-in ballots should be the same. Remember, I talked about some ballots weren't folded in other election corruption. And so there shouldn't be a lot of fiber variants as well. And so this is just what, if we had real law enforcement, this is stuff that investigators and detectives could be and should be doing, but they have been diminished and intimidated and paid off. There were supposed to be 703 precincts, and they were dropped down to 175 precincts with different ballots. But now they do have a deleted database folder, and there were databases deleted despite the lies by CNN. I can't think of the commentator there, Rachel Maddow, that's her name. And it was Cypher, C-Y-F-I-R, who discovered this, and they are none other than the firm who discovered the June 2015 U.S. Government Office of Personnel Management breach, which is fabulous because the CISA, and I got to show this on another show, CISA, Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency, used Akamai machines. Go to my Patreon. You can look up the old post, but I'm going to post a flyer from CISA saying how mail-in ballots are actually better than in-person ballots. It's an actual poster from the corrupt CISA. So Cypher is doing CISA's job because CISA is corrupt and incompetent, along with the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and unfortunately, it looks like the U.S. Marshals falling as well. And for you 1811s and detectives and officers, if listening, and I know you are, if you don't like it, do something about it. Stand up. Be counted. You're supposed to be a warrior protector before you're a blue or green suit. And there are actually the wrong number of ballots in boxes as well. So that doesn't match up as well. And the Arizona, the big question, she says, Senator Rogers says, is will the Arizona audit's results be legally actionable? And she says, potentially, yes, intent versus accidental sloppiness is determinable. Of course, we're going to have to deal with corrupt law enforcement, corrupt DOJ, who's trying to interject the civil rights division into this, and corrupt judges. Sullivan and Berman are still sticking their heads into other issues, which I will get to shortly. But this is moving forward well, and it is taking a lot of attention of the enemy. So this is very important, and the chain of custody procedures are precise and flawless, which is excellent because chain of custody is crucial in anything. When the government was coming after me, they violated chain of custody, so I knew they would not charge me, even though they threatened to, because they lied to break their chain of custody often. But while Blantifa is up there standing by, because Antifa.com still goes to WhiteHouse.gov and no news network, Newsmax or Fox, certainly not CNN or MSNBC, will ever say that because they are part of the conspiracy. Also, while Antifa is there, there was a migrant safe house found in Scottsdale, and ICE and other government agents are providing 24/7 security and bringing in catered food to the illegals. This is the government slavery program. It's chemical slavery, it's human slavery, it's child slavery, it's sex slavery. This is exactly what they are doing. This is what Biden is about when he is sniffing and fondling children, just like Obama was as well. And then they prey on them. And then the unborn ones, of course, they sell their body parts. This is what evil looks like. And it is happening right there in Maricopa. And any law enforcement officer or agent who is participating in this, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm going to be on Ann Vandersteel's show, I think on Friday. I think I'm doing Tommy's show on Wednesday because Anne was hassled going through the airport by TSA, and I was telling her what she should be saying. And one of the things she should be saying to these law enforcement guys and gals to their faces is, you should be ashamed of yourself, just like I'm saying to your face. Because I watched the DEA go from the first truly international law enforcement agency where we actually carried guns in other countries legally. I still got gun cards from other countries to turn it into a simple tyranny where we were running drugs. And of course, that's how I became a whistleblower with Fast and Furious as well. So they've got a law enforcement private security company guarding for federal law enforcement, and endeavors.org, which is the website for Family Endeavors, which is a San Antonio nonprofit tied to the, wait for it, Biden administration, who received $87 million no-bid contract in March to clothe and shelter illegal immigrants. Then they received another $530 million shortly thereafter. So what are they doing? Well, they're also bringing in voters. This is what the unions do now. Originally, the unions were very good, especially in the coal mines in West Virginia. And the Appalachians declared freedom 10 years before the founders did. They were actually very intelligent. And the redneck comes from the red handkerchiefs they used to wear around their necks. But this is what is happening now. And a Seirico, S-E-I-R-I-C-O, services food van is servicing them. So Team America, Maricopa, you can go ahead and look at those guys. And there's a story on Gateway Pundit where he is talking to them about this and saying this is, he's going up to the officers and calling the police department. And they're saying, hey, you can't trespass here, of course. And this is, of course, to change the demographic. I just saw, I think it was Bill Kristol on Twitter, and I ignore a lot of stupid stuff, but I had just had to say, because like our democracy, I'm like, we're not a democracy. We've never been a democracy. We're supposed to be a republic. That's just the name of your corrupt party. But this goes along with what I say is the same thing we used to say when we were deployed is there ain't no 911. And Tucson has said that for a long time now, is they're not going to respond to 911. In fact, it was interesting because at the cemetery, there were a lot of police cars there just kind of hanging out and sitting in their cars. And I don't know whether they were mourning and praying for fallen or they were just hiding out. And it's hard to blame them at this point, because if they do anything, of course, they'll be charged and they'll be fired. So they just go choir practice on their shifts. For all you old timers, you know what I mean by choir practice. And I'll get to more choir practice later on. But at the same time, while the police have been diminished, covert killers and assassins are up and moving forward. So I talked about the Dr. McDaniel, the Colonel McDaniel, and his wife, the nurse, who George Webb tied really well into the Wuhan lab, where they were signing off on military personnel from China and America, medical branch, working with each other. And they were probably going to whistleblow because they were doing executive medicine, that is for the upper staff medicine. And they were murdered, assassinated in their front yard recently. And that's on my Patreon. And George Webb did a great dive on that recently. Is the Miami-Dade police have found the SUV used in the mass shooting submerged in a canal. And this also is on my Patreon as well. And there were three gunmen who killed two people and injured more than 20 others Sunday at a gathering at a banquet hall. And so it's Sunday morning, AM, which is really Memorial Day, not a coincidence. Not a coincidence that Harris doesn't refer to Memorial Day to remember our fallen. Not a coincidence that betraying Biden says democracy. And all these hacks say democracy, not republic. And not a coincidence that they say GOP instead of grand old party, because the Democratic Party is much younger than the grand old party of the Republicans, of the Republic. Lincoln, think Lincoln. But anyway, you can look at the surveillance video where these three masked black-clad gunmen, and they look like they are black-skinned as well, sit in their vehicle for 20 to 40 minutes for concert goers to gather, think Las Vegas, and then they jump out. They have clearly practiced, and if you come to any of my tactical vehicle operations courses, there's a procedure for getting out of the car. There's jobs for everybody in the car, and we practice that and learn that. You could see, if you watch the DVD, you could see that these guys had practiced and trained, and they came out, and then they jumped right back in. They were only in and out very quickly, and then back in the car, and then they dumped the car in a canal. Those are professionals, or at least semi-professionals. They have training, and it's in Florida because Florida is friendly territory, just like Texas is friendly territory. So this is another false flag. Remember, I said there was going to be a false flag, and then a day later there was a false flag. I'm not as good as Commander Layton in Midway, where he's only off 5 miles in 5 minutes and 5 degrees, but I'm working on it. But an off-duty deputy also killed a suspect in a Houston club shooting. And this, again, was at 0100 Monday morning. So Memorial Day morning, also in Texas, which is friendly territory as well, there's another covert raid killing going on. Except, again, those Texas off-duty cops are pretty good shooters in the tradition of the Texas Rangers. And while he was wounded and two people were killed, he stopped them. But I do want you to see that these are covert raids into friendly territory in Texas and Florida. And it's not coincidental. It is a pattern. That's what we look for in intelligence, a pattern. And this is also desperation, because again, they're doing fifth generational informational influence operations warfare and soft coups, because if they did third generational kinetic stuff, what would happen? Would happen here is the off-duty deputy in the Houston club shot him. Remember where the FBI agent was accompanying the two ISIS terrorists in Texas, and they came out with their AK-47s. And the off-duty Texas policeman shot and killed both and saved everyone. And then the FBI agent tried to flee. I think I'm on Tommy Carradine's, I think his name is, Tommy, on Wednesday with my old friend Ed Morales, the hero of the FBI gunfight. So, and on Memorial Day, President Trump reached out and asked for patriots to guard the Fulton County, Georgia election ballot sites because it was breached. It was left open, much like the Capitol was left open. And then they opened the doors. And this is not another accident. This was done on purpose. This is more sabotage. And I work in competitive intelligence and I prevent corporate espionage and corporate sabotage. This is exactly what this is. But the good thing again is that on Memorial Day, the same day that these two shootings happened and were countered in friendly territory, President Trump reached out and called on patrons to help secure the warehouse. And so Team America is functioning, and it doesn't have to be just Team America, but other patriots are functioning. And that is excellent. And that is more good news, because remember, I said a while back that the call got to President Trump, and then Trump had called Ducey in Arizona. And so now that chain of communication is flowing. And once you establish those lines of communications, it's difficult to stop them. And they are having a difficult time stopping us. And that is good news. So, but bad news is Biden, like Obama, just imported 1 million barrels of Iranian crude oil. Of course, this is after he shuts down the Keystone pipeline. And I'm not talking about the rights of the Standing Rock Dakota people, whose the boundaries were illegally changed when that treaty was broken. Originally, I'm talking about being energy independent from Iran, which is the largest state sponsor of terrorism. But remember, Obama flew billions of unmarked bills and unmarked aircrafts to the largest state sponsor of terrorism, who troops were killing and murdering our troops in Iraq. And now Biden is running that, probably because Biden is behind the scenes along with Jarrett and Susan Benghazi is a video Rice. So that is unfortunate. But at the same time, the global World War IV rages. Remember, World War III was a global war on terror. And activists in Iran are calling upon the United States to boycott Biden going back into the Iran deal, because they do have nuclear accelerators. I don't know if you remember back to the national intelligence estimate that came out. That's an NIE is a big deal in the intelligence circles. And it says the nuclear power of Iran is not for weaponizing it. There's a little footnote down at the bottom that says, of course, it could be easily be done, because the CIA is a corrupt joke at this point and should be done away with. But there are Iran resistors who are seek to establish a society where there are no torture or executions and a republic, note, a republic based on freedom, democracy, and separation of religion and state. And of course, this is the one Mideastern Muslim state that Obama did not welcome into the Arab Spring, because they are Persians. They are not Arabs, and they are a different people, and they were never wanting the Arab Spring. But of course, Obama and now Biden and Jarrett and Benghazi is because of a video. Susan Rice are going along with that because it fits into their tyranny plan. And so that is bad news. But it is good to see that the global war continues to rage. So a while back, I talked about Feed Team America, and Feed Team America is happening with Kent and Philip and Sydney on Patreon. And we have our garden alongside our house. And now the world's biggest meat supplier, GBS, has been hit by a cyber attack, forcing it to interrupt operations in Canada and Australia. Just a few weeks after the Colonial Pipeline hack. And this is not coincidental. This goes along, as I said earlier, with Biden's plans and the left's plans, because they say that cow farts are causing global warming. And JBS said that the statement that the organized cybersecurity attack was detected on Sunday morning. Well, what does that mean? Again, that means all of this is a coordinated, multidimensional, fifth generational warfare. And it's going on. And I want you to see how that is all happening together. And where's the FBI? Where's DHS? Where's the CIA? Where's the CISA, Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency? They're busy taking their payoffs and enthrall to China. So that is important to understand and realize. And so Feed Team America is establishing alternative ways to get the protein you need, because you have to have protein to survive. And on a side note, it's not about global warming, because it's actually not warming. It's actually cooling right now. And what you really have to worry about is cooling, because warming brings more flora and fauna and land, but things are actually cooling. And it's not about climate change, because the climate is always changing and shifting. You can start talking about electromagnetic pole shifts, and I'm working on something with that. I've had it on Patreon before, but I'm working with a company out of India about the benefits of magnetic frequencies. And our music was made slightly off the earth frequencies, because drumming is supposed to be done with the earth heartbeat so that we are in frequency. And we have to have magnetic poles or we don't have atmospheres, and we have electromagnetic bioluminescent fields around us. That's what we shorten that to say initiation or in the chaplaincy to see luminosity. But we're really talking about electromagnetic bioluminosity caused by those fields. It's really about desertification. And desertification is about there are not large herds, really large herds of hooved beasts, caribou up north, bison, buffalo in America, wildebeest in Africa, going across the open plain and eating the grass, but not pulling it up by the roots so it regrows. Making a hoof print, which makes a little depression, pooping, which then distributes the seeds and moving on. And with the fencing and the flattening of the land, that's what happened with the depression and the Dust Bowl, because the land no longer had the natural contours and curves of native farmers, because there were towns and roads and farms here from time immemorial. So the real problem is desertification. And we will have to get back to allowing large herds to roam. Where I used to live, there were, in Sonoyta, there were antelope, no buffalo, but some longhorns. That's kind of closer to buffalo as well. But that's crucial as well. So if you ever want to really look at that, that's what's required. And that's one reason to have the national parks and even more national parks. You can thank Teddy Roosevelt for that as well. Meanwhile, an anti-racist white teacher has decided to stop teaching Spanish because she wants to dismantle white supremacy in society. And she is grappling with her own internalized white supremacy. And I guess she has a PhD in idiocy or something. So by the way, I have two bachelor's, Bachelor of Fine Arts, Bachelor of Political Arts, Master's International Relations, and two honorary PhDs. So, and a year in law school before I came to my senses. So I've actually done plenty of schooling. But today, all these idiots and morons give each other degrees, and they actually know nothing. I've seen that in my dojo over and over. They don't know basics. All they know is their propagandized curriculum, which has no relation to reality. I had a teacher who supposedly he's coming back, but I'm like, well, what was the party of slavery? Republicans or democracy? Democrats. He didn't even know the answer to that. But he's busy defending the black rapper who was being sodomized by the devil and selling fake Nike shoes with blood in them or whatever. Some ridiculous. Oh, that's art. Yeah, sure. That's art. So the funny thing about this is, y porque yo hablo español bastante bien, pero mi especialidad es son manos arriba, no se mueva si suelta el arma. I speak Spanish quite well, but my specialties are get your hands up, drop the gun, and don't move. Because I've worked all through Central and South America, is and it is true that Spanish comes from Europe and Iberian Peninsula, including Celts, which were really tribal people, too. But the funny thing about that is that in Latin America, in Central and South America, the Europeans are very much mixed with the indigenous folks. So if you get into Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras, you'll see a lot of, less so in South America, you see a lot more influence. But in Central America, you'll see a lot of mixed blood folk with indigenous blood. And that's the whole thing with Our Lady of Guadalupe is all the, and I'm one of my listeners sent me some great DVDs on that, of how the Lady of Guadalupe Tilma is in detail speaking to the Mayan Aztecan calendars. And I was showing that at my initiation. But the funny thing is she wants to acknowledge indigenous culture while she wants to deny the language there. So pretty stupid and ridiculous, but you know, that is the new public school policy, is illiteracy was slave law, and now it is public school policy. So if you want to honor people, you begin to learn to speak their language. Like in when I was in Chile with the Aymara Indians up in Parinacota at 12 to 14,000 feet, they spoke not much English, but they spoke some Spanish. So, buenas, ¿cómo estás? But also, kamasaraki, waliki, which is Aymara. And just if I'm teaching in the Bujinkan, I'm teaching some Japanese. If I'm teaching Inde Apache stuff, I'm using some Apache terms. Some, if I'm doing pipe stuff, I'm speaking in Dakota, Lakota terms, because there are concepts that don't translate. And so when you stop speaking that language, it's just like taking the Indian off the Indian lady off the Land O'Lakes butter thing. And they Indians say, well, they're rubbing us out even more, even taking us off their boxes. So I speak several languages, not all fluently, just like in the chaplaincy, Aramaic, because Yeshua spoke Aramaic. And I'll never forget some listeners like, I don't see Yeshua anywhere in my King James Bible, so I'm out of here. I'm like, okay. But another really important story I want to get to before I run out of time here is besides Biden fondling a little girl, George Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna, and he's bragging that she sat on his lap while he gave her snacks such as ice cream, Cheetos, and chocolate milk, and Jill Biden would kill him if he knew. Besides that, there was a citizen who used his scoped rifle, his hunting rifle, to shoot a savage teen who had just murdered a lady. And he did this from his apartment building. This story is up on my Patreon. And if you're following Patreon, folks, if you're following your homework, this should fit in with homework, because while I am never advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent, this is the future. And I think that's what I entitled that piece, because we're becoming, the new West is becoming the old West, which is there's no marshal, there's no law enforcement at all. And this, I think he was 82-year-old hunter, shot this guy from his apartment with a scoped rifle, and the guy had just killed an older lady, and he was running around with a semi-auto or auto AR-15 variant probably, and he went to the police, and there was a picture of the rifle. But that will change in the future, because of course this will turn into the Kenosha kid, where the Kenosha kid defends himself, and the child molester, the convicted child molester, and the wife beater who are chasing him and knock him down and shoot at him. And the gun is held low. The bad guy's pistol is held low, so you don't see it, but it's there. They're making them out to be the good guys. And the Kenosha kid, lifeguard, cleaning off graffiti, running away from evil men, trying to defend himself, is having to be defended. And, you know, Lynn Wood had started with that and was trying to help him. And then the Black Rifle Coffee Rangers, who supposedly leave no man behind, abandon him real quickly, because I guess they're not going by their Ranger Oath anymore, because they're in Hollywood and making movies. I don't know what the reasoning is, but it is unacceptable as well. Even though I'm not a Ranger and I'm bracing Rangers, but I've braced a lot of people. So what will happen is we'll see more of this. This will start. We will start to look like the Troubles in Northern Ireland, where there were lots of snipers going on. And if you refer to Patreon, Fry the Brain stuff talks a lot about that. And I'm not advocating any of this. I'm not advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, but I'm projecting what's going to happen because we are Americans, and we're not just going to sit still while elders and young are murdered in front of us. That's not in our DNA, especially the older folks. And this is a really great example of the kinetic contacts to come. There's going to be more of that just in the future. They just won't report to the police. They'll just drive off or drive by. And that will be the end of that. So that's an important story. Get on my Patreon, look at that and understand that, and do your homework. And there are some Team America that want to do firearms. You know, I teach handgun martial arts, been teaching firearms forever, was a law enforcement firearms instructor, graduate of Special Operations Tactics School at Mott Lake. I don't even think Mott Lake exists anymore, by Delta guys back in the day. But the whole focus is constitutional and citizen warrior. And then there's other Team America that don't think that's a good idea. And that's all fine. You figure that out and you work that out on your own. But in other important stories, and this goes now again to back to Team America, it's the theme today, and Feed Team America, and this is on my Patreon too, Mexican scientists are developing an edible COVID-19 vaccine using transgenic tomatoes. And so researchers at the Autonomous University of Nuevo León are developing an edible vaccine inside genetically modified tomatoes. Well, so when we talk about genetically modified grains, GMOs, in Monsanto, you know, your ears should prick up as well, because there's lots of problems with that, because God gives us seeds and now they're trying to control that and destroy that. And so now they're doing the same thing with the vaccine. Of course, a lot of these vaccines have not been approved. I think there's only one that has been approved as a bio agent. Can't think of which one it is offhand, but the animal trials were stopped. And it looks like the real threat is the real bioweapon, deadly bioweapon, is the non-vax and the shedding, which looks like it's 3 to 6 months out. I think the latest thing I've seen from maybe Northrop or Tenpenny is 3 to 6 months out. So again, Feed Team America and home gardening and a concierge carne meat from Team America sources are going to be very important because they are now going to poison the food with the non-vax through GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And that is very worrisome, because generally speaking, a lot of stuff like that is a good counter to big pharma. You know, if you look at my GrinX stuff, it's genetics, robotics, information, nanotechnology, which are the areas that are moving so fast that laws and paths can't keep up with them. And I work in that space in competitive intelligence and have since 2014 very successfully. But this could be very dangerous as well. But another story that's real important that I wanted to get out to you too is the USS Ronald Reagan, CVN-76, is leaving its home port of Yokosuka. I used to go through Yokota on my way to Noda to see Hatsumi Sensei when I would fly for free or fly for 10 bucks from Pope and Travis and Hickam and Guam and Kadena to Yokota. But the Reagan with its carrier air wing, and that's how we project power overseas. This is the week to watch Midway coming up June 4th. Is going off to be off the coast of Afghanistan while forces draw down from Afghanistan, which of course then leaves the Indo-Pacific region open to, wait for it, China. And of course, we don't need an aircraft carrier off the coast of Afghanistan. If we did, there would already be one there. This is, again, just like Ducey sending the guard to the border so that the elections are exposed. So that's bad news, but I want you to have a good, clear picture of what is happening. And in a second plandemic bioweapon, China confirms the first human case of the H1N3 bird flu strain. And of course, the WHO is going to monitor that closely, which means cooperate with them closely. And this is China's National Health Commission has confirmed the infection of a 41-year-old man within the country's eastern province of Jiangsu. So this is the follow-on, so that there is never normal. Nothing will ever come back to normal. That is not the plan. It is not allowed, because then we will start to figure out why Hack Harris is occupying the vice presidency and betraying Biden is the puppet president. And so they don't want that to happen. And of course, Psaki said recently that they're waiting for the WHO and China to tell them all about the origins of the COVID bioweapon. And of course, they're just lying and continuing on that. So I think that's plenty to cover for today. There was a couple other things, but not sure where they're at. But I am going to do a deeper dive on how to counter election fraud shortly. Again, I highly recommend you sign up for Team America. And again, Team America is out and up in every state, and including Hawaii. And also Team Canada is forming up as well. And there are instructions with the email that goes out. The email goes out over a different email so that you have a lower profile. No comms are secure. And I'm recommending some systems. My Faraday bag provider sent me a good bag and said, by the way, you had held up a bag from an organization that was supporting Blantifa. You don't want them. And I posted that on my Patreon as well. So I really appreciate that as well. So it's not that we're doing anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent, but it is that citizens are being targeted as criminals because of the criminality of our government and corruption. And so you want to take more precautions. But fear not, God bless, and keep the faith and hold fast. We may not be winning, but we are not losing right now either. We are holding. So remember, freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it.